Welcome, everybody. Shir number 1148. We're learning today Le'ilah Nishmas Moshe Doiv Ben Rabaron Zisel. Le'ilah Nishmas Blima Bas from Moshe and Le'refuah Shleima Chanaleya Bas Shendel Rochel. Getting back to Amalach of Tzad Trapping. Okay, so I just want to talk a little bit about the mouse traps on Shabbos. Mouse traps on Shabbos, so we said one has to put it down before Shabbos. That's not the issue. The Mishnah Berurah says straight out, it's a Magen Avraham that says, therefore you're not supposed to, whatever he was talking about, you're not supposed to put down mouse traps on Shabbos. Mishnah Berurah brings it down like that, Aruch HaShulchan, that's how you have to do it to put it down Erev Shabbos. But the question comes up, sometimes either one forgot or they realize that there's a mouse and they want to put down a trap and the family is mamish very nervous and it's very mitzvah everybody. It's not gonna actually hurt anybody, but people get scared. I mentioned last time the story that a friend of mine that mentioned his family, mamash, they were on the tables, and it happens. People are very scared. I've heard stories they won't come off the table, children especially, till the mouse is caught, whatever. Okay, so be it as it may. So to catch the mouse, kill the mouse, whatever, that you can't do. But the question is putting down the mouse trap. So even though you're supposed to put it down before Shabbos, but if you have such a situation like that, where the house, everything is Vahala, so it's an interesting thing to note that the Sefer Kovetz Halachas brings it down. He's actually a Talmud from Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky, Shlita. So he brings down a lot of, he goes through that, beautiful, beautiful stuff, Hilchos Shabbos, everything else. And at the end, he always brings down from his Rebbe, it's a Talmud from Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky, and he goes through in the ins and outs. And at the end, he brings down sometimes from his Rebbe, what his Rebbe said, and how to go about the halacha l'maisa. So, but be it as it may, he brings down that, an interesting fact that the whole issur of putting down traps, bechlal in general, he brings from Taisvis, okay, he brings from Taisvis that says, we're afraid, it's a gezeira that something might run in. No, in other words, let's say I go outside and I put out a trap to trap a deer or whatever, I'll just give you an example, right? So you're not allowed to do that on Shabbos because we're afraid that it might come to trap at that time, the deer might run in at that time, the person will be over chayiv chatas. This will be over isser mamashalav, it will be a chayiv chatas on the person, it will be asim in atoris. So he brings down from Taisvis, Mishum de pa'amim also the day chiyuv chatas, that sometimes it could happen. The person puts down the trap and they'll be over a deraisa on what they're doing by the animal running right in as soon as they're putting it down. Oh, but we spoke about last time. We mentioned that mice, the poiskim who hold the Rav Eliyashiv, is that mice are einoi minoi nitzoid, which would be a drabonan, worst case scenario, a drabonan, and he brings down, even if you'll say not, he brings down over there, that the whole thing is, this whole trapping is a melach shein tzricha legufa, because I'm doing it to get rid of it, right? I'm doing it to get rid of the mouse, I'm doing it to get rid of whatever. But when I'm capturing the deer, right, I put out a trap to capture a deer, again, I'm just giving you an example, I want to capture the deer and I need the deer, fine. Well, I want to capture something else. I put out some sort of a trap, let's say in the forest, to capture an animal, and we're afraid there's a gazera, an animal might run in, but I want to capture the animal, I want to take it to me, right? That's what was done in the Mishkan. They put out the trap or whatever to capture that animal, to be able to take it, to be able to have it. But when you're doing it to get rid of it, it's what we call, again, malacha, she'ein tzricha legufa. Yeah, you're doing the malacha of capturing an animal, but you're doing it to get rid of it, right? I don't want the mouse, I want to get rid of the mouse. So worst case scenario, it's malacha, she'ein tzricha legufa. So according to how Taisva said, that we're just afraid that the person might be over the raisa, but that the animal running at the time you're putting down the trap. So therefore, we tell you, the Mishnah actually said you can't put down traps. So over here, it's a malach shein tzricha legufa. You want to get rid of it, number one. And even according to, like we said, the Rambam, who holds that malach shein tzricha legufa is osir min atayr, is chayiv. But over here, even the Rambam says that if you're doing to get rid of something, it's not even the malach of tzad. If you're capturing something to get rid of it, it's not even the malach of tzad trapping at all. And the other thing which we spoke about last year is that mice bechlal in general, we said the place, many places can hold that it's a einoi minoi nitzoid, that it has a din of einoi minoi nitzoid, whereby people in general, besides unless a laboratory to do a test or whatever, but people in general don't capture mice to play with them or to use them, right? You capture a mouse to get rid of it. So the whole thing, the whole gezeira of why you're not allowed to put down a trap, really, lechayr, if you think about it, might not even apply in this instance. So just to read his lashon on page Tuf Shin Pei Dalet, again in the in the Sefer Kovitz Halachos, he says like this, that according to us, by us in general, Be'isad Rabbanan, the priest says, Mitsuda, B'Shabbos, right, said, put down a trap on Shabbos, Lo Yasru Rabbanan, Ela B'de'efsha Lovi L'de'echi Yivchatis. It's only also for one, somebody could come to a Chiyivchatis. Okay, priest says, Mitsuda is Lachbarim, he says, therefore, he brings this from the Marsham, by the way, from the Marsham, that to put down mouse traps, L'chayra could be even more to cave in the Efshel Lovil Dechiyev Chattas, but because a person can't come to a Chiyev Chattas, and even, like he says, even if it's trapped, it's M'lach Hashem Tzrich Legufa, and you could throw in there, like we said, also others say that it's not everybody's going to hold like that, but others say that it's Eina Mina Nitzayt, it's not the type of thing that gets trapped. Bechlal. So, but be it as it may, so it's an interesting thing. Those are just two different ways of looking at it, whereby we could say possibly there will be a heter on a mousetrap if need be. Now, he says, he brings down over there, he spoke to his Rebbe, Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky Shlita, he said, going through these two things, Lamaisis, the Malach Hashem Tzrich Legufa, so you can never come to Chiyav Chattis, you want to get rid of it, and even though you throw in that those who want to say it's Eina Mina Nitzayt, it's not the type of thing that gets captured, but Lamaisis, Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky, he says, Lamaisis, yeah, you could be Mekel possibly, but the bottom line is the Magen Avraham said not to do it, not to put down mouse traps, and the Mishnah Berurah says to be Machmer, Mishnah Berurah brings down that the Mishnah Berurah lahachmer bezeh af betzidas achbarim shel zmanenu, even though nowadays in those days, whatever the case is, if you'll say now those days were maybe different, though today might be different, but bottom line is Mishnah Berurah says not to do it in conjunction with how the Magen Avraham said, and he also brings from the Aruch HaShulchan that Aruch HaShulchan says some lahachmer, and Aruch HaShulchan also says to be machmer not to put down, also to deal with the question of muksa, not to put down mousetraps on Shabbos. Okay, so be it as it may, bottom line is that we don't put down mice traps on Shabbos, and he ends off that the minig lahachmer b'zei, that's Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky brings brings down from his Rebbe Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky, that the minig is to be machmer and not to put down mice traps on Shabbos. That's the bottom line. Okay, but we're going to see, we'll talk about a little bit more next year. It's just we'll read from the Sefer Mocha and the Shiftecha. With all this, again, we don't initially put down mice traps on Shabbos, but need be, if there's a mokum sar, people are mamish very nervous the whole Shabbos, like, hey, maybe I can't walk here, I can't walk there, it's running around, who knows, I did see it, I didn't see it, it's a thing that causes sometimes havoc in the house. In such situations, we'll see that there is a makom to be makel, need be, in such situations. But stam, just like this, one has to be careful to make sure to put down these mice traps before Shabbos. We'll talk a little bit about it next year. Thank you for listening. Hatzlacha and bracha, kol tov.